remember last year, the Black Dog Riders came through Broken Hill. They're on their way again. They're gearing up for another ride with over 100 riders coming our way next month. To find out more, I'm joined by Wayne Armour, who's the New South Wales Black Dog Ride Coordinator. Good morning to you, Wayne.
Good morning, Julie. How are you today?
Yeah, very well. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Good.
That's good. Great result last year when you were out here, Wayne, but it seems to be an even bigger turnout coming our way next month.
Yeah, that's right. I think the ride to the Red Centre is probably a very popular ride amongst the Black Dog Ride family, and it actually sold out within about 10 days, and there was quite an extensive waiting list for that ride. So yeah, we were pretty excited about the amount of riders that we were able to sell the tickets for. Yeah.
Fantastic. Before we talk more about this year's ride, let's remind people what it's all about. It's in its sixth year. It's raised over $1 million for mental health services. Tell us more, Wayne, about the aim, if you like, of the Black Dog Ride.
Yeah, that's right, Julie. It's actually raised over $1.8 million for mental health services, and those include for Lifeline Australia and also Mental Health First Aid, which are the two beneficiaries of this year's ride, as have been the last couple of years, with 50% share of any funds raised, and the Mental Health First Aid Australia, will be using these funds this year for the rollout of their Mental Health First Aid Team program, training for Australian high schools nationwide. So they'll be building that program, and Lifeline will be using the funds for building the capacity of their online crisis support chat services, which run every evening from 7 p.m. to 4 a.m. Mm.
Both great services, doing amazing work, Wayne.
Exactly.
Some of the statistics, if we talk about mental health and also suicide rate, I understand that suicide rate in Australia equates to one death every 4 hours, or nearly 7 per day. I mean, that's an extraordinarily high statistic.
Yeah, that's correct, and which adds up to just over 2,500 people every year committing taking their life through depression and one reason or another. And it's estimated that there's around 1.1 million Australians that are affected by and live with depression every day. So I mean, that includes approximately 100,000 young people. So it's certainly something that we need to, or that we're trying to raise awareness of. Mm. That there's certainly someone out there that's willing to listen. If you're doing it a bit tough, yeah. Mm.
Over the 6 years, Wayne, you've been to many different towns and places and seen or interacted with a lot of people. What sort of feedback do you get from people about what you're doing, Wayne?
Look, Julie, it's actually been really good the last couple of years, and I've only been involved with the Black Dog Ride for a couple of years, but there's certainly a lot more people that know about what we're doing and why we're doing it, that sort of thing. And I mean, it's a pretty easy, it's pretty simple concept, actually, is to get 10, 20, 30, 100 motorbikes roll into town, and people automatically just look at you or look at each other. What's going on here? What are they doing here? Sort of thing. So that's when we jump in and say, look, this is a community event. Come and have a talk to us. Talk about what we're doing, and a lot of conversations get started because of you're riding a motorbike, sort of thing. Yeah.
Mm. And those conversations, do people sort of start to open up, if you like, Wayne? Have you had people sort of coming up and sharing their experiences?
Look, we do. We certainly do get that. We actually had a little a stand at our local show here in Bello where we live this year, and we were nominated as a show charity, and we had several stories that came in that people that were on the gates with the donation buckets and that sort of thing, they come in and said, look, this is the story that this person told me, and that they said that they wouldn't still be here at the show without this organisation letting us know that there was something else, that someone to talk to, sort of thing. So those sorts of things, that's a great result, sort of thing. So I mean, even if we only get through to one person, and that person goes and seeks help. We're more than happy with that. But obviously, the bigger the audience, and the more people that are willing to listen, the certainly the better off that we're all going to be. Yeah.
Tell us about this year's ride. As you said, it is journeying to the Red Centre, and you are coming out to Broken Hill. Tell us sort of the general itinerary, if you like, and when you'll be here in the Far West.
Yeah, we're starting off from Mount Panorama National Motor Museum on Saturday the 15th of August, heading through for a round of the Black Dog Ride rugby round on the Saturday. So that'll be a big afternoon for that, with special jumpers, and that have all been printed for that function. And we're heading through to Cobar the next night. We're invited from last year when we were out there. We're invited to come to Cobar, so that's on the Sunday night, and we'll be out at Broken Hill on the Monday.
So it's Monday the 17th of August.
Yeah, that's the right date. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, and we're having a function out at the Wests Football Club, and everybody's able to more than welcome to come along. We've been working fairly closely with Trevor at the Lions out there, and if anybody wants to come along to that, there's certainly they'll be selling some tickets or at least getting numbers anyway at the Lifeline office down there. So if anybody wanted to call down there and grab a ticket to come along to that event on the Monday night, that'll be great. Just so that they can that'll help out with the catering numbers. After we leave Broken Hill, then we're going to head through to Barmera. On to Woomera. We're staying at Woomera and Earl Dunder, and then we're going, Marla, and then we're going to head out to the Rock on Friday the 21st. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be about 3,200 k's one way, and obviously we've got to get home from there, so another week on the bike, which would be great.
Good one. How many k's all up?
Look, like I say, it's probably going to be close to 7,000 k's return trip. It'll be an excellent couple of weeks, and hopefully we'll get as much interaction with the community as what we're expecting, and we've got a few things planned. So yeah,
good one. We're looking forward to seeing you, as you said, Monday the 17th. I understand though on Tuesday the 18th you're having a brekkie and looking for some support as well around that. Is that right, Wayne?
Yeah, look, it looks like we'll be just probably having a bit of a do-it-yourself breakfast at a few of the cafes around the main street there, and a few of the bakeries, etc. So, I mean, obviously, if anybody sees any of the riders parked up or gathering around at any of the cafes, don't be scared. We don't bite. come and have a chat to us. And I mean, some of us are mental health trained. Some of us are not. A lot of us are not. So. We certainly certainly more than happy to come and have a chat to anybody. And just on that, I suppose there is around Australia, there's around about the 350,000 people that have had that mental health first aid training. So I mean, that's another big step towards being able to spot something just in the community. Like if you find somebody or see somebody that might be in your community struggling, or in your family or one of your workmates or something, it's certainly a good little bit of training to have if anybody was interested in following that up too.
Good one. And that, as you said, is called Mental Health Australia, or MHFA, Mental Health First Aid Australia.
That's correct, yeah.
Good one. Okay. Well, look, Wayne, thanks so much for your time this morning. We do very much look forward to seeing you out here in the Far West. As you said, it'll be hard to miss with over 100 motorbikes rolling in Monday the 17th of August, breakfast on Tuesday the 18th of August.
That's correct, yep.
Good on you. Thanks so much, Wayne.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Julie.